We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I am excited to welcome director Kimo Stambul. And it's so amazing for you to come on. Again, the movie comes out in the U.S. on April 26th, gripping horror thriller, Dancing Village, The Curse Begins. Kimo, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Neil. Thanks. Thanks for having me, man.
How amazing this. When you were growing up, did you think that you'd be directing something that would be coming to the U.S. and would have such a tremendous success like this film has had?
Wow. No, not at all. But since I was a little, I always dreamed to be a filmmaker, though. And the ones that inspired me, actually, when I was little, my dad took me to Universal Studios in Florida. And that's kind of when I was, I think, 7 or 6 years old. So that's something inspired me a lot, man. So, yes. So, but never in my mind that I will have my movie actually being distributed throughout the U.S. though. But this is like, you know, wow.
I mean, that's going to be a wow factor. I mean, it's a wow factor for me, even though I've done so many celebrity interviews, to know I'm interviewing you and your film's going to be right in my city. I've had a couple of them this week, and I always pinch myself to say, I never knew as an independent artist, because I'm an independent talk show, number 4 celebrity podcast in the world, according to FeedSpot in the world.
Ooh,
and, awesome. And I never in a million years would have thought, wow, the stuff I'm talking about is right there, right down the road. And for you to do the whole thing in the U.S. Now tell us about this project. Yeah. You created this. How did you come up with the idea of Dancing Village?
Actually, it's from a thread, and then this is like a prequel, or you can say a spin-off of this movie, of this the previous one, and it was very successful, the number one, and the producers asked me to direct this prequel, and it was, you know, it was a surprise, because and at the same time, it's always a pressure, because okay, the previous one have a big success in Indonesian cinema, and then they asked me to do the number 2, like the sequel or prequel in this matter, and that gave me like wow, a bigger pressure suddenly because of the success, but. It was a big challenge. They said to me, okay, Kimo, this is going to be, you know, we are planning to shoot it film for IMAX. And it's a big wow again, a second wow that, okay, I think I should take this project in. And of course, it's horror. Horror is, you know, all of my career has been a horror. And this is something that I would love to do. But the challenge is I have to make it PG-13, and that's something that, okay, that's another big challenge, and it's involved a lot of dancing. Oh, okay. And that one also, oh man, this is not an easy task to do. And luckily I have a chance to talk with the author and involve a little bit with the script writer on this. And, you know, we shape it together. At the end of the day, a lot of pressure and hopes for this project, because they sort of, you know, have a bigger scale on this one. And yeah, and that part, it's really, really, you know, unsafe, but I took the risk and voila. And we never thought that this is going to be picked up by Lionsgate and distributed throughout the US, the North America. So yeah.
You know, okay, it's a prequel. So you're saying it's a prequel to the one that was so successful. Let's talk about the one that was so successful first, without giving it away, because I'm sure people are going to go back in the U.S. that love this film and come back and watch the original, the one that has, you know, blown the world, your country,
the Indonesian audience.
So go to that one first. I'm just intrigued by that, because just to give us a little bit of the understanding how you created this one without giving anything away. You understand?
Okay. The number one, it's quite successful because it's based on a threat that actually been talked about it by the Twitter community in Indonesia. And they decided, the studio decided to make it in 2019, late 2019, and supposed to release 2020. But, you know, the world's kind of stopped in 2020 and is actually being released again in 2022. When it's released in 2022, because of that pandemic era, people still talking about the threat of there in Twitter. And at that time, at that release, it's kind of, you know, a big moment for the title, and it's just blew up and becoming the most anticipated film of that year on 2022. And because of that, it become really big, and the story itself, it sort of talk about this village and this college students going into that village to do some you know prerequisite for university program, and started weird stuff happening towards this college people, and someone died, and you know it become viral because this is, the author said this is a based on true story, right? And also because of that, the movie, you know, really took off. And couple of years after that, the same producers approached me, hey, you want to do it the second one, and the second one, but the second one, the story, it's kind of different, it's kind of like a prequel or a little bit spin off from the number one. Tell a story about this entity and tell a story about this other character who comes to the village trying to find an answer of the mother's illness. Apparently the mother took something away from that village, and you know, to the character's surprise, that you know, oh, the mother actually came from that village, and you know, and a lot of things happened because the child, the daughter, actually want to, you know, save the mother, because and she sort of, you know, finding out more and more about something weirdness happened with the village and all of that. Yeah.
Well, so yeah, without giving it away, but you think about, that's scary just to go to a village, right? You never know the mysterious things of that village. And then so you're basically finding more about the village that in the first movie, the college kids ended up stuck there, right? So that's the the process. And when I watched the trailer, it scared me a lot. Because you know, you think of specific things, it seems like you hit them right off the bat with something really, really scary. I don't want to know what's the mind of yours, Kimo. What kind of mind do you have to think about these types of horror genre films that you can come up with and create this stuff?
I think hopefully I have a normal mind. But I talk with the author, you know, the author who knows actual story, what's going on, from his story, from his experience, talking, knowing the true story about it. And I try to visualize. I always do R-rated film, so for this one it's a PG-13, so it's sort of, you know, it's much more easier to, well, not easier, but I think it's better to do, you know, limit yourself than you know becoming over, right? And but obviously that's not very easy, but it is something that you can do, right? And because of, you know, of that, I think the treatment just hopefully is just in the right water for the PG-13, and people can get that experience, especially if you watch it in more bigger screen like IMAX. I think we design also with we try to get the sound design also right, and you know, hopefully feel immersed in watching in that theater.
Well, it's got to be really, really exciting. When you finally got to see your film on the big screen set with Lionsgate, it just kind of it blew you away, I'm sure. And the feedback
until today, now, yes.
And sure, it's opened doors for you after this, right? You have other projects coming you can't tell you about, right?
Yes, of course, sir. Because next up, I do have a project with the same studio, another sequel before this project. So yeah, that will be cool, especially for that. And also, I'm doing right now with Netflix. And hopefully you guys can actually watch it in Netflix for next year.
Oh,
it's
great.
It's the same genre horror. So yeah.
Oh, but you can't say anything yet. You're in the busy going through it. And it's amazing, right? This is such an opportunity for filmmakers. Wouldn't you agree with all the platforms and with how the strike kind of slowed everything down, that the people that stuck with it, they're going to reap the rewards right now because of it.
Yeah. Correct. Exactly. And I think Netflix also opening doors for us to explore new genre and, you know, because they have the world audience already in their hands. Right. So yeah, it's pretty much lucky for us here.
All right. So people need to go ahead and check out Dancing Village, The Curse Begins, available in U.S. theaters on April 26th, Friday, especially in Pittsburgh and all these different cities. Go ahead and check all where it's located and everything. Go check out the trailer. Appreciate it, Kimo. I am
awesome.
I know you're going to get some big things coming for you, and that's exciting.
Oh,
ride the wave. Ride the wave, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.